Today, we're going to update you on the background and current status of the proposed mine expansion by Rocky Mountain Industrial, RMI, formerly known as Rocky Mountain Resources, or RMR.
Glenwood Springs City Manager Deborah Figueroa joined City Attorney Carl Hanlon and Glenwood Springs Citizen Alliance Director Jeff Peterson for a Facebook forum this week about the proposed expansion of the Mid-Continent Limestone Quarry just north of town. Figueroa reminded viewers of some of the impacts of the proposed expansion.
It calls for increasing limestone production from 100,000 tons a year to 500,000 tons a year. It expands the approved site from 15.7 acres to 447 acres. This is a proposed 7-day a week operation, 24 hours a day, 365 days a year, with blasting permitted from 9 a.m. until 4 p.m. daily.
The Bureau of Land Management requires Rocky Mountain Industrials to drill monitoring bores to test for water impacts before the agency can begin an environmental review of the proposal. An additional environmental assessment, or EA, must be completed before those test bores are drilled.
The city and county have been working with the Bureau of Land Management on this environmental analysis and advocating for the protection of our aquifer that supplies hot water for the Hot Springs Pool and Iron Mountain Hot Springs.
BLM expects a draft EA soon and will have a public meeting in June. The agency recently announced that the draft analysis on the proposal has been pushed back to 2021.
Before it can begin, the Bureau of Land Management stated that the following must occur or be almost complete. The hydrology study I just went over, an ethnographic study of cultural resources of the area in consultation with all three Ute Native American tribes, a cave study of impacted areas, and a determination of limestone and dolomite quality and intended end use for the product under the 1872 mining law.
City Attorney Carl Hanlon said that BLM has taken a position over the years that it cannot deny applications filed under the 1872 mining law. He added that one of the critical issues in the case of the quarry expansion is to determine the quality of the limestone and if mining is cost effective. Hanlon also talked about current litigation in which Garfield County and the city are involved.
Going back to April of 2019, about a year ago, there was a hearing in front of Garfield County commissioners regarding a notice of violation on five different areas that Garfield County believed the operators of the mine, RMR then, now RMI, were violating their county permits. Now, in response to that, even though at the hearing, the company said, look, we're here, we're good neighbors, we're going to work this out. Shortly thereafter, they filed two lawsuits against Garfield County, one in federal court, one in state court. And in those lawsuits, essentially they alleged in the big picture that the county didn't have the authority to regulate them at all.
That suit has been stayed in federal court and is currently being litigated in state court. The city of Glenwood Springs recently filed a motion to intervene in support of the county and the city's own interests. Hanlon said that the outcome of the state lawsuit could have national implications.
For a long time, there has been the concept of concurrent jurisdiction between federal land management agencies and local jurisdictions like the county on public lands when they are undertaking activities like this mine. If RMI were successful, that would completely remove the voice of local governments and locals from the process by which these permits are issued and how we regulate these operators.
Garfield County recently filed a second permit violation against RMI and is considering changes to county mining regulations. Hanlon said if the county approves the new regulations, it could have an impact on the proposed quarry expansion.
If they file an expansion application, which they currently will need to, probably at the end of the process with the BLM, then those new 1041 regulations would apply to the expansion of the quarry. And so the county would have much better tools with which to address the potential impacts and the very real impacts that we're concerned about inside of the city.
The Garfield County Commissioners will hold a public hearing on the new mining regulations on Monday, May 11th at 1 p.m. You can tune in from the Garfield County website. You can also find the entire Glenwood Springs Facebook forum on the City of Glenwood Springs Facebook page. For KDNK News, I'm Amy Haddon Marsh.